From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The Republican plan in the U.S. Senate to repeal and replace much of the Affordable Care Act is dead, with Republicans disagreeing amongst themselves. Political scientist Heather Yates with the University of Central Arkansas joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Let's go straight to the action at hand. Movement has shifted now to a straightforward repeal without any guarantee of agreed-upon replacement plan. Our own U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says he backs that approach, saying let voters shape the replacement debate in 2018 after the election. They would have the replacement. Why is this the new route right now for the Republicans?
Well, this is an interesting development for Republicans because the single partisan approach has failed. And I think we also need to remember, too, that Tom Cotton was on the principal working group that helped author the Senate health care bill. And with its failure in moving forward with really what was the 2015 endeavor to repeal Obamacare outright, Tom Cotton has some political capital involved in this that he's not wanting to admit failure. And he's also wanting to shift that discourse to the constituent districts, hoping that the constituents would actually put a lot of pressure on the other GOP senators who, in effect, defected from supporting this measure. But putting it off until after the midterm elections, it's a strategy that what the Republicans are trying to do is to limit their political liabilities and possibly to limit the political damage inflicted on this. But they're trying to breathe life into the health care reform debate by prolonging it.
Do you think Cotton gets blamed, though, by his constituents if this latest attempt or an eventual attempt at repeal doesn't work out? He's clearly at least been a champion of late of being on the principal group. He's campaigned for four election cycles in a row saying we've got to repeal and replace this. Is the blame going to be on him, do you think, from our Arkansas constituency?
From the perspective of the Arkansas voter, I don't anticipate there's going to be a lot of blame put on Tom Cotton or at his door on this. It's because he's largely framing this as a few or a handful of Republican senators who have defected or are being hypocritical. I think his words, using Tom Cotton's words, is that they're hypocritical Republicans. And so the way he's framing it is actually going to deflect a lot of blame. So I don't anticipate the average Arkansan voter will blame him per se, but will place blame on the Republican Party overall.
While Cotton favors this 2015 approach that the President Obama, of course, vetoed, Tom Cotton has also in the past, as recently as this January, said that repeal without a replacement plan is a bad approach. Governor Asa Hutchinson has said that it's a bad approach as well. Can you explain us maybe what are some of the divisions within Arkansas's all-Republican government? It seems like if you're a state official, you're a lot more concerned about some of these things like Medicaid expansion than some of the congressmen appear to be.
That's right. You see the state officials raise a little bit more alarm because the state officials are also closer to the population it affects most. Asa Hutchinson is managing this on a daily basis, whereas Tom Cotton has a little bit of insulation being in Washington for a majority of the time and making some periodic visits to Arkansas. So there is that division between the state officials who are really stuck with managing the program and implementation of it and see the results and see the consequences turn around much more quickly than Senator Tom Cotton does.
In the lead up to this bust of legislation in the Senate, Arkansas senators in many ways have been pretty much silent. There have been near media blackouts from Tom Cotton and John Bozeman with statements just saying nothing more to the effect of we're reviewing the legislation, we can't release a stance on it now, even though, as you mentioned, Tom Cotton was on this working group of 12 or 13 senators that crafted it. He still wouldn't publicly take a position. Could you put that in the context, perhaps, of how senators across the nation have been in terms of media relations and talking? It certainly didn't seem to go this way when the Affordable Care Act was passed back in 2009, at least.
Right, and because they were, and the Republican Party was on the opposite side of this in 2009 when it passed, because they were in opposition, they were being critics, and so therefore they immediately took to the airwaves. Now that it's apparent that the GOP one-party approach to healthcare reform has failed, they are on radio blackout, if you will. There's no messaging coming out of the Republican senators, especially the Republican senators like Bozeman and Cotton, who were on that working group, because the Republican leadership really is taking the time to recraft the message and having to really figure out how they need to reframe it. And they actually are back at the drawing board. They need to figure out how they're going to draft this legislation now. So it's the shoe is on the other foot. The Republicans have the House, they have the Senate, and they have a failed reform agenda that they primarily campaigned on in 2016. And so until they get a more unified message from the leadership issued, we're not going to be hearing a lot from the Arkansas senators. And this is also very much the same case that we're seeing for senators who were supporting the bill. We see more public messaging coming from senators who were on the fence about it or outright opposed it.
I've been speaking with Heather Yates, a political scientist at the University of Central Arkansas. Thanks for taking some time out of your day today and helping us walk through this issue.
Sure. Thank you so much, Jacob.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.